Now, our studies continue in the Gospel of Matthew, and we're still on this subject called the Sermon on the Mount. And this obviously covers more than Matthew 5. So, in fact, it covers Matthew 5 to 7. So what we're going to do is to press on as we look at Matthew 6. And then it's important that we take time to review the lessons of Matthew 5. And obviously, the focus is cultivate your character. Correct wrong thoughts or concepts. Be challenged to live even more distinctly for the Lord. Now, those are obvious lessons. Well, there are many other lessons which the Lord Jesus Christ had to teach. And very often, as we look at Matthew 5 and 6 and 7, there are three things that will stand out. One, the Lord Jesus Christ would have to address what we call current practices. And those practices may not be very correct. So what happens when they're wrong? Obviously, correction must be made. Otherwise, those things will just carry on indefinitely. So there's a correction of wrong practices, and then obviously the need is to communicate the right things to do. Well, these are things that we need to look at very carefully. In Matthew 6, the first area of the Lord Jesus Christ had to address was to actually care for the poor. Now, in order to understand Matthew 6, we have to look at a command that God gave and recorded for us in the book of Deuteronomy. And this book, Deuteronomy, is a very, very important book because it gives to the Jewish nation of Israel all the moral laws, all the judicial laws that are needed to take care of, to be aware of. And so one of the commandments of the Lord was to take care of the poor. And this is found in Deuteronomy chapter 15, 7 to 11. Now, you can read this for yourself. But let's take a look very generally as to how it works. First, there is a statement, if there is among you a poor man, right, without any mean, within any of the gates in your land, right, this is in Israel, the challenge is don't harden your heart. Don't shut out your hand from your poor brother. Instead, you should open your hand wide and then willingly give to him whatever his needs may be, lend him sufficient for his needs. Not necessarily, obviously, excess, but needs. Now, then there was another law called the year of release. And the year of release is a seven-year cycle. So if a person has been literally like a slave for 6 years, the seventh year of release, he must be released from his whatever bondage, whatever agreement there may have been. And when he is going to complete 6 years of labor for you, the challenge and the command was, you shall surely give to him. And you should not be grieved when you give to him, because then the Lord will bless you. There will always be poor among the land. The challenge, the command is open your hand wide to the poor and to the needy. This was essentially Deuteronomy 15, 7 to 11. The command from the Lord was basically to care for the poor. Now, here came the practice in Israel in the days of the Lord Jesus. And this is Matthew 6, 1 to 4. How did they practice the commandment of Deuteronomy 15, 7 to 11. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ had to say this to them, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, it's called a charitable deed. Literally, it means an act of mercy. So when the Lord Jesus Christ taught, for example, in Matthew 5, blessed are the merciful, Matthew 5, 7. The word mercy here is translated charitable deeds, but actually they are what we call acts of mercy. When you do an act of mercy or a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and in the streets. Why do they do that? So that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward already. That's the idea. But when you do a charitable deed, an act of mercy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Of course, if you're right-handed, then it's even left-handed, it's the opposite. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. That your charitable deed, your deed of mercy, may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Now, what was the current common practice in the days of the Lord Jesus? Well, were people caring for the poor? Yes. But were they really interested in the poor? Not really. So, how do you fulfill a command at the same time sort of benefit from it? That's how the people were thinking. So, they decided that they will, as far as they were concerned, they were keeping the command of the poor, of the Lord for the poor. Right? But at the same time, since they are doing so much for the poor, deeds of mercy, charitable deeds, why not get people to see what they have done? And so this is what they did. They asked somebody to blow a trumpet. And then everybody would be wondering what's happening. And so they would be drawn to the sound of the trumpet. And here would come a person who is wealthy, and he pours a lot of money out, or he gives it in such a way that it is very, very obvious that he has given a large sum of money to people. If he gives a little amount, to ask somebody to blow a trumpet is going to be an embarrassment to himself. Now, this was done in the synagogues. So you just imagine when they attend a service in the synagogue and then comes an offering time, somebody blows a trumpet because a rich man is going to give away so much money to the poor. And in the streets even, this was also being done. Well, why was this being done this way? Obviously, it was, as the Lord Jesus Christ noticed, it was to find glory, to have a moment of glory. You feel good about yourself. You feel very charitable. You feel magnanimous. And you're doing something great. And so that moment of adulation from people is the reward that some people looked for. And so the Lord Jesus Christ said to the people, if that's what you're looking for, you've got it. You've got your reward. That's it. Well, how did the Lord Jesus Christ understand this practice? First, he called this hypocrisy. Hypocrisy because they really didn't want to do that. They just pretend that they want to do that. But when they did that, it was with an ulterior motive. They are not really interested in the poor, but concerned for the poor. They were far more concerned about themselves. what kind of good name, what kind of reputation they would earn, how many people would praise them. Whoever is the recipient of the money on behalf of the poor would say all the proper nice words, and it is really a self-serving thing. That's why it was called hypocrisy. The Lord's command is to give to the poor because the person is a brother. A person is like a family person. You don't draw attention to yourself if you're doing this for a family person. You just do it quietly, normally. So if you do it any other way, it is hypocrisy. Secondly, when people do things like that, they expect a divine reward from God because it is doing it, as it were, in command, to obey the commandment of the Lord. The promise in Deuteronomy 15:10 was, your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. This was the promised blessing. So whatever you do, the Lord will bless you. In all that you put your hand, the Lord will bless you. In other words, the work you do will be blessed by the Lord. But will this blessing come? The Lord Jesus Christ said, no. There will be no divine reward from God. Deuteronomy 15:10 will not be fulfilled. Why? Because the person is a hypocrite. Why would the Lord bless a hypocrite for? He will make him even more hypocritical. Well, what is the right way of practicing a charitable deed? How does that work? And so the Lord Jesus Christ gave what is called a proverbial saying. A proverbial saying goes like that. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Is that even possible? Of course not. Whatever the right hand is doing, the left hand would know. Obviously, if I'm holding a cup of water with my right hand, my left hand would know, obviously. If I'm moving my right hand in any way, my left hand would know, obviously. So what does this mean? Well, this is a proverbial saying. Okay, the meaning is very obvious. Number one, charitable deeds of mercy must be done quietly, as it were, secretly. No drawing of attention to self in any way. If anybody were to see it, it would only be God the Father. And then Deuteronomy 15:10 will be fulfilled. The Lord will bless. In fact, He will bless openly. He will make sure that the things that are done by the person will be blessed. The Lord will bless the person openly. I think that is the point of it all. So the focus is actually fulfilling the commandment of God, doing it out of obedience to the Lord, doing it out of faith, doing it out of compassion, doing it out of understanding for the needs of the poor. If that is done, then the Lord will bless openly. So that's what we mean by don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So how do we apply a text like this? Well, it's very obvious what we need to have. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 15:7-11 and read the text again and again for ourselves. There must be a sense of compassion for the poor, right? There are some people who are so poor, they make themselves literally a slave in order to make a living. And then hopefully after serving 6 years, the person would be freed from his agreement. And then hopefully the master would give him something to start his life anew. The plight of a person who is poor, it's really, really quite sad and heart-wrenching. Imagine yourself, putting yourself out to be a slave to somebody for 6 years, hoping that the seventh year would be a new start of life. That compassion must be there. Second, if that is not the case, there are people who are still poor and needy out there. They are not so poor and needy that they need to put themselves out as slaves, but they are still poor and needy. And a little bit of help, a little bit of practical care and concern ought to be shown to them. But let's not ever do this with the idea of self in mind, to earn some merit, to hopefully receive a blessing from God, or any such thing. And of course, what we want to avoid is to do any charitable deed with the desire to gain some personal glory from it for what we do. A word of acknowledgement, people praise you for your kind-heartedness, or whatever. If these are the reasons why we do it, well, if we are not fulfilling what the Lord Jesus wanted disciples to learn, there will always be among us people who are poor, people who are needy, and they don't have the many privileges of life that we do. And so the challenge for us is to be able to obey the Lord's command to begin with, think of compassion for the poor, and then doing whatever we can. And when we are able to do all that we can, just as the Lord has taught it, giving of the right hand without the left hand knowing, then truly we would be blessed by the Lord, because we are obeying Him, because we are doing it out of a genuine heart. There is no hypocrisy involved in any way. And then the Lord will truly bless. Well, how does this apply to us when we are, you know, in ISS and we are students? We don't have a whole lot of money. The focus is not money. The focus is to have a heart that bears in mind what God commands us to do, to have compassion for the poor. And then to develop this sense of compassion, and then to be able to do in practical ways to help a person here and there, whenever we can, if and when we can. And then we will be able to fulfill this charitable deed or practice Matthew 5 very clearly, blessed are the merciful. And this is Matthew 5:7. For they shall obtain mercy. The Lord's blessings will be there. Let's be challenged to have such a heart. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word that instructs us to be kind, to be considerate, to be compassionate to those who are poor and needy. We pray that you will help us to have such a heart. Help us to do charitable deeds out of desire to obey you, out of a heart of compassion. We pray that you'll help us to learn this lesson when we are young in life. We pray for your blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.